USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
JBS USA, the American subsidiary of one of the world's largest meat producers, says it was the target of an organized cybersecurity hack that has disrupted its operations in the United States and abroad. The company is saying in a statement that over the weekend it suffered a cyber attack affecting some of its computer servers that support its North American and Australian IT systems. The company owns dozens of brands, including Pilgrim's, Country Pride, Swift, and Blue Ribbon. President Biden is marking the 100th anniversary of the Tulsa Race Massacre in Oklahoma. The president traveling to Tulsa's Greenwood Cultural Center and saying the victims of that dark time deserve ongoing recognition and respect. Biden meeting with the three known remaining survivors of the massacre before his speech. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, and I want to talk about dementias. There's at least a dozen different dementias. Doctors call all of them Alzheimer's disease because when you look at the payout list, Alzheimer's disease pays the most. So no matter which of the 12 dementias you have, they're going to call it Alzheimer's disease. And there's no law that says you can't have 2 or 3 or 5 or 8 or all 12 of the dementias. And so you have to get rid of all the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no also gluten, no wheat butter, no sugar. And then I want you to take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. That is one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight. I want you to take the Ultimate Niacin plus one of those twice a day. Our De-Stress Capsules, three of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. Then I want you to take the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets, 3 of those twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight in case you have vascular dementia. And don't forget those 3 eggs twice a day because, remember, 75% of your brain weight is cholesterol. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.